called, chosen, and loved. Words from Jesus.
We all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:18. My precious ones, I have called you from every walk of life. I have chosen you regardless of your background, career, and social standing, because I know and see your heart. I know that you love me, that you desire my presence, that you want to please me and experience the fullness of my love and blessings in your life. I see every sacrifice that you have made and continue to make. I see every tear you shed, every obstacle and challenge that you face on a daily basis. I rejoice at how your love for me spurs you on and motivates you to keep striving to grow in your faith and be transformed by my Spirit. I see your burning passion to be someone who I can use to reach out to others with my love, my life-saving words, and my care. I see the burdens that you carry, the pressures that you are subjected to, the struggles that you face to stay close to me and to grow in my word. I see those times when you feel alone and on your own in the struggles you face. But I want to encourage you that you are never alone. I am always with you, loving you, caring for you, and uplifting you. I have the guidance you need for every problem, the way through every complication, and the joy and peace you need in any circumstance. You are never alone, no matter what life challenge you may face, or how isolated or hopeless your situation may seem. You are each special to me, called and chosen. Without you, my body of believers would not be complete. You play a unique role in helping win the world for me. You are in a place that gives you opportunities to reach people that others may not reach. I have given you unique gifts, talents, background, and experience to use for my glory in my service. You have a role to play in my will being accomplished on earth. Stay obedient to my word and my calling to you, knowing that I will fulfill my purpose for your life. Ask me to help you see with my eyes as you look at your situation and others around you, so that you can see how needed and important your calling is, and that you can fulfill the role I have given you. Do not allow yourself to grow weary with the burdens and obstacles of life, or to be overcome by anxiety or despair. Even if you feel that you are in a situation where you can't make much of a difference, or it feels too small for you to grow, know that I will use every life surrendered to me, and you have a role to play in my wonderful plan. I know your frame. I know your frame. After all, I am the one who created you. I know your imperfections and weaknesses and how hard you tried to follow me closely and be a good reflection of me to others. But self-perfection is not the goal, and it never will be. The goal is to place everything you have and all that you are in my hands and let my Spirit work in and through you. Let go of your own efforts and let me transform you into what I have called you to be to fulfill my will in your life. The transformation is my doing, the yielding and believing, even if it takes crying out, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, is your part in the process. As you allow my Spirit to work on this with you, one day we will rejoice together when you join me here in my heavenly kingdom. If you have surrendered your life to me and asked me to use you, then all the conditions are in place for you to play your unique part in my plan for your life. All that is required is your commitment to me. If you are still on earth, that means you are still needed, imperfections and all, to be my voice and love for others. My plan for your life is so much more than the present. It extends into the wonderful future where my love and truth will completely surround you and fill every empty place. From glory to glory. You are being transformed into my image from glory to glory. Trust my spirit to do this massive work in you. Yield to my ways, wisdom, and will. When life gets tough, don't waste those hard circumstances. Instead, ask me to use them to transform you more and more into my likeness, helping you become your true self. You must be willing to share in my sufferings so that you may also share in my glory. Though your troubles may seem heavy and endless, they are actually light and momentary compared to the eternal glory they are achieving for you. This is why it is reasonable and right to thank me for hard times, to praise me for ongoing troubles. This serves a dual purpose. When you give thanks in the midst of adversity, because of who I am and what I have done for you, I am glorified. And your thankfulness helps you make progress in your transformation from glory to glory. My word is continually at work in you, transforming you in the depths of your being. Growing in grace is all about transformation, becoming more like me. I never change. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you are the one who needs to change, to be molded increasingly into my likeness. This is a glorious adventure and an awesome privilege. Yet it is also painful at times. Change always involves some loss, and it can trigger anxiety. The remedy is to cling to my hand, walking with me in trusting dependence along the path I've prepared for you. My word is a lamp to your feet and a light for your path. Made in my image. You have been made in my image. Therefore, you were made to reflect me, like a mirror reflects your own image, and to follow me like your own shadow is compelled to follow you. I have given you, my faithful shadow, made in my image, the ability to do whatever I am leading you to do. Even when you worry or fear that you cannot be all that I have called you to be, you can rest in me and the promises for the glorious future I have given in my word. You can fulfill your calling to shine brightly as the light of the world because you are reflecting me and my spirit. I have created you, and I created the world and every person who ever lived. I understand all that is going on in the hearts of every single person, including you. And I have put within your heart and within the hearts of all those who love me the ability to overcome in this world. You overcome by trusting in me with all your heart, by not leaning to your own understanding and committing all things to me. If you are faced with a job that you feel incapable of, or that you don't feel that you have the gifts and talents for, let that be my worry, not yours. I can transform you into the tool you need to be to do the job. I have touched your spirit with my spirit, and it has transformed you. Your life has been filled with the Holy Spirit, and you can be an instrument of my peace and a witness for me, no matter where you are or how limiting your current circumstances. Thank you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.